For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina just experienced a holiday shopping season predicted to be the best in a decade. Like the stock market, consumer confidence is high. It's that same attitude of optimism that is fueling the economic outlook for the coming year, according to two University of South Carolina economists. At a recent economic conference in Columbia, Darla Moore School of Business Research economist Joey Von Nessen said the forecast for 2018 is a continuation of steady growth.
Our average anticipated growth rate for 2018, we are forecasting to be 2.1%. Our forecast for total personal income growth, we expect to rise to 4.3%, up from about 3.8%. And we also anticipate a slight decline in the unemployment rate as we continue to see more job opportunities, more people coming into the labor market.
Historically, said Von Nessen, small businesses tend to generate the most jobs in an economy, but it's different in the current expansion for South Carolina.
This is largely the result of the fact that South Carolina has been actively recruiting large companies to the state, and we have had a strategy to get them to expand and develop here, along with all the secondary effects resulting from worker spending and supply chain activity. So we're beginning to see a very real effect there that's now measurable.
Von Nessen's observations were echoed by USC Business School Director of Research Doug Woodward, who listed Volvo, BMW, and Samsung as examples of large foreign investors who have come to the Palmetto State.
But it's not just foreign direct investment, but also local companies. Nephron in Columbia announced a multi-million-dollar expansion. They're investing overall in South Carolina, $320 million. They've got 640 employees here in the Midlands, and they're going to be expanding with 125 more jobs in the coming year. So this is typical of what we see is happening. Job growth is very strong, very healthy, especially among our larger companies.
This job growth brings the state close to full employment, as unemployment is expected to drop from 3.9% to 3.6%. That's good for workers, Von Nessen said, but it could pose a problem for employers finding the labor they need.
Well, it is positive news from the perspective of the worker to the extent that it does raise wages. And that's part of the reason why we have seen more wage growth in recent years. But then the critical point is, in order to get our economic growth to the next level, companies are going to have to expand based on the demand that they're seeing. And of course, the workforce challenges presents an obstacle there. So from an employer perspective, that's something we still have to look at.
However, Woodward suggested that harder to find workers may not be the obstacle it might seem to be.
I think the good news is there's a lot of new technology out there that hasn't fully been utilized. AI, machine learning, robotics. We're going to start to see investments in there, which will be labor saving at a time when we already have a tight labor market. A good example of that is if you look at recently what Mercedes is doing with their expansion with the Sprinter vans down in Charleston, a lot of that investment is going into automation and into robotics. And that's going to make us more productive and more competitive in the future.
Von Nessen said that the retirement of baby boomers in coming years also could compound the tight labor force, except for one specific type of retiree which could actually contribute to the workforce.
So the military, for example, we see people coming out of the military retiring in Columbia, in South Carolina. We have a large military presence, but those are young workers. Those are people who have been in the military, made a full career, 20, 25, 30 years. So they're coming out in their 40s and 50s, have these job skills that they can then transfer to the private sector. So it really depends on the age of retirement.
To further the overall good news, Von Nessen said that any threats to the economy most likely are few and small. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.